A team of economists is being assembled to assess the public sector workers' contribution to the economy. This is to ensure that productivity is linked to pay. Speaking on Talking Point on GTV and Radio Ghana on the aftermath of May Day, the chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, said low productivity in the public sector is a major issue which must be dealt with.
Very soon we are even going to put a team of economists together to now help us to see how we can even derive the public sector's contribution out of whatever GDP that we get. Because our ultimate aim is that, assuming like we had a cola of 10% this year, our ultimate aim is that if it's a cola of 10%, maybe just about 2% or 3% is what should be across board. The difference should be purely performance based, so that we'll now be able to assess the performance of individuals and then pay them accordingly. So this is where we are getting to. It is not something that we didn't announce it, but just last month we had a roundtable conference on productivity in Ghana. And we deliberately didn't want to publicize it. It was a very highly patronized program. We are going to follow it up with what I just said, meeting with some top-notch economists to now help us to even know the formula that we can use in deriving public sector's contribution from the GDP. We move further to now establish a performance management system within the public sector. And we believe that as time goes on, we'll be able to now deal with some of the people we have in the public sector. I think the non-performance in the public sector is becoming a major issue.
Okay.
And it has to take an effective system in place to deal with that.
Mr. Graham said all workers have been migrated onto the single spine salary structure. He supported suggestions for a moratorium to be placed on salary increases.
Left for me alone, probably we should have even gone for the moratorium, because we have just completed the migration of the institutions onto the single spine and do a thorough assessment of the whole situation, do a thorough assessment of the figures that are coming out. But the most important thing is that that's the reason why, as a country, we should have paused this year. Maybe gone for the moratorium, and then from that we will do a thorough assessment of the whole situation. I believe the moratorium did not happen because we all recognize that the year also started with some challenges and increases here and there, which made it difficult for us to then even make the discussion of the moratorium very meaningful. But these are all some of the reasons and understanding that we had in the whole, that for us it's important that as public servants we make the policy sustainable. And to make the policy sustainable, we need to put in place certain measures that will ensure that we work within budgetary constraints. And it is the reason why we wanted to conclude negotiations before the budget is ready, so the government can capture the wage bill and everything into the budget. Unfortunately, we couldn't complete the negotiation before the budget was ready. And so there are several measures that we are putting in place to be able to deal with this situation.
The Secretary General of the General Agriculture Workers Union, Edward Karewe, explained that workers should not be blamed for the low productivity in the public sector. According to him, workers can work better when the necessary tools are provided. He said those who supervise workers should rather be blamed for the low productivity.
We are aware of those, but who is to blame? Why do you put that blame on organized labor? Why don't you put it on those who have been paid to supervise those workers? In every institution, there is a clear organizational structure.
Mr. Karewe, but when those who have been paid to make sure that people work fail to do their work, you, the same organized labor, go and insist that their pay should be increased, instead of insisting that they should be punished for not doing their work.
We don't insist that those people's pay should be increased. For instance, if you look at the top level of employees in this country, they are not members of the labor unions. They are managers, they are directors, they are that Article 71 and what have you. All those people, we cannot hold them to ransom because they are not under us. What we need to do probably is this. We should not blame everybody for everything in this country. We must blame people for what they are responsible for. Those managers, if you take a chief director and the whole ministry is under that chief director, and he has got other directors who are also there to assist him to manage, if there's a problem within that ministry, they should be held accountable. There's also a minister, a political head of that particular ministry. When workers do not come to work in that particular ministry, where are the supervisors? You know, why do you come and blame labor when it then comes to the time of the wages and say that we have not increased productivity? If there are no cameras to capture us and to do your work, you as the worker, you will be limited by that constraint. There are no measurements for productivity. You can't put all this on labor, on workers.
The CEO of HR Solutions and Labour Consultant, Austin Game, charged government to take steps to ensure that those who draw salaries from the state work harder. The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumson, supported calls for the loopholes in the public sector wage bill to be plugged.